everyone. Today we have a truly one-of-a-kind guest. You might recognize him as the question mark guy from his unforgettable infomercial. Matthew Lesko has spent over 4 decades uncovering ways for people to access funds they never knew were available.
You got millionaires getting all this money, and they don't need to got that money. You have 42 places in Wayne, New Jersey that help you with free childcare. 42 places.
I had no idea. In two seconds and two clicks, you taught me a whole world of things.
So your podcast for busy moms. It reminded me a couple of years back, I wrote a series of books for busy moms.
I think I saw one that you wrote for moms, for women entrepreneurs, actually.
Yeah, I wrote for busy entrepreneurs. I went for legal help for moms, healthcare for busy moms. And I even have a scholarship now at the community college for single moms. Because, you know, you go to community college for like $1,000, yeah? And they go. I mean, there's so much of the community college of single moms trying to get on track. And they don't have money for tuition. And where I live in Washington, D.C., man, people spend $1,000 on lunch.
Yeah.
And so somebody go to college. So what I do, I'm 81. So my Social Security money, I take most of it and put it in the scholarship for single moms. Because I don't need it. I'm doing well, and I don't know why the government gives me money. And so I call it, I don't need my government money scholarship fund. I'm trying to encourage other people who get government money and don't need it. We got millionaires getting all this money, and they don't need the government money. And we're going in debt, and other people could use it, like single moms going to college or daycare or any of those things. It's just... and there's lots for moms everywhere.
Yeah.
And the best thing to do, if you're a single mom right now, go to this website. Maybe you could go, Francesca, now and look at
this.
Oh,
yeah. What is it?
It's called findhelp.org, findhelp.org.
Findhelp.org.
And put in your zip code.
All right. I see it. Okay.
And then you see, it'll probably have a big number in the middle, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, something like that.
Yes. So for those of you who can't see, it's just a page. And then it literally in the middle of the program, as soon as I put in my zip code, it says 2,627 programs in the Wayne, New Jersey area, which is where I'm at.
2,000 programs that are giving you free money and free help. On anything. Okay, put in childcare or something like that. Something moms would like.
All right. All right. So they have, wow. Okay. So I have several options here. About 42.
Yeah. So you have 42 places in Wayne, New Jersey that help you with free childcare. 42 places.
I had no idea.
I know. See, and you're in the business of knowing that. This is why I have to keep alive. Man, I've been doing this for 50 years. They still
I love this. In two seconds and two clicks, you taught me a whole world of things.
And it's anything. You know, I mean, women also, they're not in childcare. Women get all the jobs that don't get paid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who takes care of our seniors? Mostly women. You know, who takes care of our kids? Mostly women. I was involved in the criminal justice system helping somebody who had to get an early out from jail. And I was sort of like a sponsor of some kind. And I went to had to go to these meetings if I was a sponsor. There was 25 of us there. Everyone was woman.
Yeah. Wow.
So they're helping the people, also the incarcerated people getting out of jail. It's all women.
Oh my God.
Doing all the important work in our society. Yeah.
No, I agree with you. And that is actually, thank you for bringing that up. I had this really bad experience searching for childcares. I haven't put my daughter in childcare because I have the benefit that in my day job, it's remote. So ever since I had my daughter, I've been having help. You know, I've had family help, and because our families are here in Jersey. But now you know, that family member has to go, because she's a college student. Now she has to go. Now she has a job and things to do. So now I have to seek out childcare. And my daughter's almost three in the summer. And I went everywhere. $1,700 per month. What do I do?
Here's another website that has a listing of all the government programs where you are. It's called childcareaware.org.
Let's see.
Childcareaware.org.
Okay.
You should see a state-by-state listing. I mean, they got a lot of helpful stuff there, but if you could fish around the tabs on top for a state-by-state listing.
Wow. They have like the whole map of the U.S. and you could just literally pick what you like. Right.
See, now you're a smart lady and you're involved in laws and legal, so you know there's paperwork involved or whatever. So, and if someone, you know, as smart as you doesn't know we have this stuff, you know, so what do you take, you know, for a person who's living, you know, barely on poverty level with two kids on both hips and trying to get through day alone, that they don't know that help is here? The worst part is we have, this is a chart of poverty rates in the developed countries. So not everywhere in the world, but just in the rich world. Okay. The poverty rates. We're number one on the percentage of people in poverty in America. We're number one. Man, over 17%. Yeah. And you know, so much of that is women and children. Now, what could be more important than children? But you could get a better tax break of raising horses than you can raising children. It's this family stuff that we say that we're interested in is just bullshit. I mean,
yeah. I'm with you with that. I'm a millennial mom, right? So I grew up watching my parents, you know, I'm Puerto Rican. So my mom came to the States, like I was in third grade, you know? And, you know, my husband's family is Dominican. So, you know, they come here to give us all the opportunities. But then I was reading this article and I was in Forbes that just came out a few days ago about how to reclaim financial freedom while receiving parental support. And the craziest thing that I was telling you about earlier was that in 2024, nearly half, 49% of mothers under 30 admitted needing financial support because they say that the weight of rising childcare costs and student loan debt.
To me, you know who the culprit is Google.
Interesting. Tell me more.
Because Google is really all about capitalism. You can't get out of there without spending money. So if you're looking for help, most people go to Google, okay, and they look for help. You need help with childcare. Right. Everybody there wants to get money from you. Yeah, people. Yeah, and there's billions and billions of people. So you go there and you put in childcare or something. You make a few phone calls. Right, everybody wants to get money, but you don't have money. That's why, you know, half this country doesn't have extra money, let alone childcare. And so you go to Google and you think that's the universe. And I talk to five people or whatever, and they say it's all gone. So then you give up. Yeah. See, but they don't know about findhelp.org. So if they went to findhelp.org. They find free money to do that. Now, here's what our society is like. See this yellow part? That's capitalism.
Capitalism, yeah.
Right. So that's all, this is about all the money in America in 2023. Oh. 60% is capitalism, but 40% is what I call the free money community. They give out money. They never charge you anything. Nobody in that findhelp.org will ever charge you anything.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And that represents 40% of everything in our society.
Wow.
Is doing that. And what
and we don't even people, see it.
No, nobody knows. But the rich people know.
I would imagine so.
Yes, that's how I learned. They taught me. I was a consultant in Washington helping Fortune 500 people get money and help to do anything. And all I was doing was helping millionaires become billionaires with government money.
Wow.
I said, I'm Wilkes-Barre. Nobody knows about this in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Right. Yeah. And nobody knows about it in Wayne, New Jersey either, you know, or at least most of us.
To me, it's even worse because the rich people know so much that this recent cabinet they're building is all billionaires because they want an inside thing. They like Elon Musk or whatever his name is. He already got $5 billion from the government.
Wow.
So he wants to get more. So that's why he's now hooked on the hip to Donald Trump. So to make sure he gets more money. Yeah, you know, we got other problems that people have no money. And there's programs and opportunities for them that they don't know. And then plus, we're not trained to do that.
Yes.
And so it just gives me something to do for the rest of my life.
Money is definitely a big component. I had my first bump with money when I went on maternity leave. And because, again, I work remote from a California law firm, my check pays every month, you know, it comes out automatically, state disability. And I couldn't, because we don't get maternal, you know, leave, I had to apply for state disability, right? But I didn't get that money until it took me about, the application process was about almost 3 months. And that was my 3 months that I had off. So when I was literally a week away from going back to work when I started getting the checks. And I'm like,
That's crazy.
I'm like, I needed this before. And at that time, because my daughter was born in 2022, there was a shortage of formula.
Uh-huh.
Because I could. So I had to literally have my aunt, buy a order from Target, my sister-in-law another order from Target. And like you said, you know, even for a person like me that I work in the research world, right, you would think that I would know this information, and I don't. And I was just shocked that you even brought it up. So
it just makes me feel how important, and that's what we all want to do, I think, in life is feel that what we're doing is of some value.
Yeah.
And that's why you have to do that, I think, really, to keep growing. That's what keeps me, I'm going to do this till I die. I mean, I can't think of, and also helping people, I think, is the important thing in life. And otherwise, your life doesn't feel of value.
I understand. Yeah. You're right. So you actually gave me valuable advice on our last call. It wasn't today yet, but on our last call, I explained to you that I was thinking of going back to law school. And you said to me, I wouldn't waste my life chasing credentials. And I said, oh, and since then, I've been a completely different person because of that.
Really?
Yeah. So you never know who you're impacting. You're helping a lot of people. So I guess I could be in one of the thousands and thousands of people that you've helped. So count me in.
Well, that's sweet to hear. And it is. It's so hard not to get in the flow of things.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important, whether you're a single mom or anybody, is to listen to your heart more than your head.
Right.
Because that's what you really are, and that's what who you are comes from. Otherwise, the other stuff we do, you know, because it sounds logical, is we're trying to be someone else in a way. You know?
Yeah.
And you're not going to do that as well.
Right. Right. Yeah.
As the people who are born to do that, you know.
And
what's weird about you is probably your best asset. But most in organizations, they'll beat on you being weird.
No.
Whether it's school or work, you're weird, man. Get out of here.
Yeah. Right, right.
And when in effect, that's your superpower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever's weird about you, you're going to do that better than anybody else in the world.
Robert Greene said it best. He did a podcast recently, I think is with Huberman, if I have him right. And he actually, he explained that. Robert Greene, the author of 48 Laws of Power, and he came out a book about it recently, and he was talking about it, and he said exactly what you said word for word. He said a lot of our potential that a lot of people say, oh, you know, because we're all being taught in this one system, right? But a lot of our potential is that one that we carry that no one else has. And you have no idea that if you hone on that every single time, you'll be incredibly successful in your life ahead. So that's actually, you said it word for word.
Right, wonderful. No, I mean, I believe that I had since my late 20s, because everything I was doing, everybody else would tell me to be successful. I was failing.
Be successful. Be in finance. Be get it. Be a lawyer.
I say, well, I'm going to do something I hate that maybe in years and years from now I'm going to have fun or something, and I'm failing anyway. So this is nonsense. You know, I'm going to have fun today. And then if I success or not, now no control over that. Who the hell knows?
It's about that, actually. I really want to know your story. Like, how did you, like, when did this come about? Like, what was that like becoming Matthew Lesko? Yeah. Like, what was that?
Failing.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, I got on the war, Vietnam, and went to grad school. I flunked out of most schools I was in. I was a terrible student, but they wanted GI money, and I got an MBA. And I even started this back in the 70s. I was a computer science professor and started a software company.
Wow.
That failed, another company that failed. And I wasn't having fun. And I think, see, what's fun is important. Where I feel that we're all organic. Mm-hmm. You know, we're like a flower or a tree or, you know, the shit that grows.
Mm-hmm.
So we all have to grow.
Right.
And you're going to grow the most when you're having fun. You know, if going to work every day is like going to the dentist, well, you're obviously not a growth path.
Right. There's no motivation there.
So it's that, and you give, and that's energy that goes to other people too, and then you get them, like me, dressing like a clown. I lost millions of dollars when I first like this, because I wanted, this was in me for since I was a little kid. Never had the balls to wear it until I was in my 50s or so.
Wow.
And I was shopping at the time. Oh, you can't wear that on here.
Wow.
So, and I would sell 30,000 books in a day down there. It was crazy. And it was a hard lesson to learn, but great one, because those difficult decisions that are very important to you come around very few times in your life. And it's so easy to not make the right way, because nobody wants you to get hurt. Your loved ones to me are really not very helpful at all. They're actually, yeah. You know, they ruin it. I wouldn't even ask them. Because it's they want to see you not protected, not get hurt. So, yeah. No, I was going to lose a lot of money and all this kind of stuff. And everybody said, no, don't be that. You know, it's their show. What the fuck? Do with it. I couldn't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, and that is an important lesson for you to do, that you know it's important. Everybody else says it's nuts, but it's important to you. That's, I think, the only time you grow in life.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens eventually, you see, hey, it really turned out, you know, a year or two later, yeah, I start making more money than ever.
Right.
I didn't know time. And you don't get encouragement from loved ones, because loved ones want to protect you.
Right.
It's like your two-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's about to walk now, right?
Oh, she's running now.
Oh, she's running.
She's running. There. She's way past that.
My kids are walking. Now, if you want to protect the kid, they, like my kid would crawl over to the coffee table, stand up on their little shaky legs, and then try to walk and take a step and fall on their ass, right?
Yeah.
And so if I was trying to protect them, I said, don't do that. You're going to fall.
Right. 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 Exactly.
And then you'd be pushing them around in a wheelchair now. Yeah. So but now as a grown up, you ask your mom about some crazy thing you want to do. Don't do that. You're going to fail. Yeah.
Right. Our parents are equipped that way. At least I know my parents are. My mom, if I ever say to her, hey, if I ever say I'm thinking of quitting in any way, she will be like, oh, Francesca, your security. Francesca, your 401k. Francesca, what are you going to do? Are you sure? What if this job doesn't work out? And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just telling you.
What you say is you're right.
Millennials, especially like us, you know, like we grew up with our parents like that, you know, boomers. And, you know, I get it. I get my mom. She's at the, I mean, she's
50. An immigrant. I mean, my parents, my grandparents were all immigrants to come and work in the coal mines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just never told them anything.
But I really love your advice about and also like see, because you kind of like shifted in like seeking like what you really love to do. And I feel like that's super important, because I thought I had one love of being, you know, in law, but then I figured out podcasting, and then now we're here. So it's again, we pivot in all aspects of life, but I feel like whether you find it, if you're 15, 20, 30 or 40, just do it. I don't know. I feel like that's my advice. Just do it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, look at 80. I started a new career almost.
Really?
Nobody bought new reference books anymore.
That's right. Right.
That's. And it took me a bunch of years to find out. And now I have a community that people help each other. We got about 15,000 people helping each other get government programs. And,
wow.
Not me. See, I was like, oh, if I start anything, then I'm the expert. No, I'm not.
Right.
Yeah. And when somebody learns how to get something, they tell it to some, the other members, and they could ask them. Like every day, we have like 3, 4, 5 hours of live, you know, members that are helping other members how to beat the system. They're,
wow.
They're Zoom calls, you know, so we could have dozens of people there learning from someone who just got that money. You know,
wow.
Fight for a grant, and I don't know.
that's incredible. But I mean, honestly, I love your story. I think, you know, all I heard is pivoting, and then you eventually found yourself, and now you're like the happiest you've ever been.
Ever. I mean, my phrase is, if I knew being 81 is going to be this much fun, I would have got here earlier. What took me so long?
So I guess it's just to do it, right? That would be your thing. Do it, find it.
Look for failure. The problem, another stoppage things, is that experts will tell you, you know, the 5 steps to whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, exactly. Who cares? Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Yeah, and there are no 5 steps. You have to build your own 5 and see if you're relying on other people to give you a cookie cutter program to do that. Well, it's going to be hard. That's one of those steps, the first, second, third, it ain't going to work. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. And so what will happen, you'll stop because, that guy's an idiot. You know, I shouldn't have done this. And you have somebody to blame on normal failure.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You're 100%. You know, whenever I have like an issue or like a stressful day, because I work full time and then I do this, right?
Right.
So what I do when I have a stressful day, I always think, at the end of the day, we're floating on a rock. Or so we're told. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get into the politics of it, but let's just say it's a floating rock. Uh-huh. Hey, guys, I'm on a floating rock right now. How bad can this really be? Like, how bad? And I'm trying to teach my toddler the same, but it's so difficult because I don't come, you know, now that I'm a mom, I want to be protective of everything. I don't want you to suffer, but I know that's going to be inevitable. And I may be hurting her more than helping her.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it. As long as you have the love. I mean, nobody knows exactly what to do. We all have to guess, and that's why the more you feel, it's like even being a lover,
right?
It's a child or a partner. A good lover doesn't have to be told what to do,
right? You know, you just love.
You connect. I feel our language isn't clear enough to really communicate language wise. So to be close enough to somebody to feel what they mean. Is that they don't have language to tell you either.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a good lover doesn't have to be told what to do because they don't have the language to tell you what to do.
Exactly.
And like with the child, I mean, at least my experience is, you read all these books and whatever. It's being there for the child. Just being there. I remember trying to get my kid to go in this room and study. Fuck, he's going to fuck around in there.
Right. He doesn't.
We sit next to them and study together.
That's true. It's societal pressure also. We see all these memes all day long of parents and whether it's, you know, of saying, this is, you know, this is what my kid eats. And I'm like, I wish. they split the cup with all things. I mean, thank God she loves her fruits and veggies. But But sometimes she doesn't like them. She doesn't want them. She'll throw it right on my face. And then she'll be like, this is not what I want. And you better give me.
I want an independent kid.
Yeah. And this is not what I want. So, yeah. So it's societal pressure, especially now more than ever. Mm-hmm. With social media, everyone is comparing each other to themselves. And they're like, I have to be like that person because, oh, my God, if I don't feed my kid like that mom does.
Exactly.
Terrible mom. The all worst. Right. I'm going to be plastered all over TMZ for that, for being the worst mom because I gave my kid chips. But anyway, it was great. I thank you so much for this advice. I mean, honestly, every time I talk to you, I learn something more valuable and I feel like I want to like, you know what? I do. I want to be fun. And sometimes it's hard to get out of my shell as well, even in recording. It took me a long time to get used to the camera. I can do public speaking in front of thousands of people, but I can't speak in front of a camera. It took me months, almost a whole year, to actually get comfortable with that.
Very good. Yeah, I see it as a person. The camera to me is like making love to it as a person. I do.
Okay.
You know who taught love me it. That? So there's one of these television evangelists, who the guy ran for president, Robinson or somebody like that. He's got a big place down in the 700 Club. You remember that? Before your time.
I'll look.
TV show. He ran for president, all this kind of stuff. And I was sitting in this little room. He was going to interview me about a book I had. And it's just me. Him, the cameraman. I was watching him before he did the interview with me, and how he made. I said, "God, he's making love to that camera. That's what he's doing. That's what it is. That's what I think. I think my people, goodness. A camera, and someone that I want to care for. And it's funny about him too. He didn't pay me. See, he had to take a percentage of all the books he sold me. This is a man of God, you know." And he wasn't paying me. What the fuck? So I wrote the IRS because what he needs more is his nonprofit status.
Okay. So
complain, there's an office. See, you get free legal help for anything in the country. So instead of hiring a lawyer to go with this guy, I write a letter to the IRS who monitors nonprofit organizations on how this guy is stealing money from me.
Oh, my.
I got my money over him. It was incredible.
Wow. What happened?
The government is more powerful than anybody.
Yeah. The one person I do not want to be in the crossfires with is IRS. That's for sure.
Right, exactly. See, and that's why. See, so for a big organization that screws you over, like maybe your law firm or something like that, you know, it's cheaper to pay you off than to deal with you. You know, the IRS sends you a bill for $100. They're wrong. You're not going to fight. You give them $100 and they're gone, right?
Right.
And so for a big organization, you got screwed out of $10,000. Well,
right.
$10,000. They may lose all their business. And one, for single moms, there's one thing you ought to know. Is this place to get satisfaction. Anybody messes with your money in any way, it's consumerfinance.gov.
Consumerfinance.gov.
Right.
Okay.
And so anything, credit card problems, anything like that, you go there first. People harassing you, you know, to pay bills, you call them up and they'll be able to get $1,000 because these bill collectors didn't follow the law.
What?
There's laws they have. They can't tell you, call before certain times. They can't serve certain things. And they all break the law because they want to scare the pants off you to get money.
Right. Right.
And so that's it. And
now hospitals are getting even more aggressive, saying that they're going to take you to collections. Yeah. I had a mom. Yeah. I had a mom like that, that the collections company called her.
Here's for any kind of medical care, you want to go to needy, NEEDY meds, MEDS.org, needymeds.org for free dental care, health care, mental care, transportation to get to places, you know, for health care. Here's a wonderful program, too, that I just found, singlemotherguide.com. It's a .com, and I usually say don't go to .coms, but this is a good one. Wow. It's because you all want to go to .gov
right.
or .org, but singlemotherguide.com.
Okay.
It has the basic seven basic programs in every state, and it has the applications for every state in there. So
wow.
That's wonderful. Thing.
That is very wonderful. Thank you so much for that. That's incredible. Yeah. I think this is the most valuable information that I've ever gotten in my entire life. Right. I mean, seriously, like this is the best.
Lawyers, that's right.
This is the best 45 minutes of advice I've ever gotten ever in my entire life. Like, this is amazing.
$4, I think it's calling. Yeah, $4.org. You put in your bill there, and they'll tell you, 70% of the bills that hospitals send out, you don't have to pay, but you don't know. You know?
Oh.
The law says you don't have to pay. Yeah. But the hospitals aren't telling you that.
Yeah, then why would they say that to you? They say, oh, by the way, you don't have to pay 70% of this bill.
So you go to $4.org.
Okay.
$4.org, and you put in your bill there, and then they'll show you if it's eligible and how to do it, all free.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you.
It is just, gosh, you know, I got so much work to do.
Yeah, standing ovation for you. I literally...
To me, I don't see it. It's not me because I do these programs.
I understand, but you deserve a standing ovation because this is literally the best advice I've ever gotten in my entire life. If I hang out with you more, it's going to stick. I'll be the question mark lady.
You be who you are and remember that.
But yes, I definitely, first of all, thank you so much for all of this. This was incredible. I really enjoyed this. And just to circle back on something you said, that way we can wrap it up to everyone out there, is be who you are. I feel like that should be a slogan for you. Be who you are and forget about everything else. And
that's lovable.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Being somebody else is not lovable because you're not going to do it good.
I love this. I honestly had such a good time with you. I'm so, so happy to have had you here. Thank you. And I can't wait to have you again. So don't you think I'm not going to have you again? So I will leave your links below for everyone to go to lescohelp.com, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, everyone, I'm going to leave the links below so you guys can go in and check it out. And you know where to find Matthew Lesko. So thank you for tuning in.